Juba resident Richard Charles was injured from an unexploded ordnance in 2014. Charles says he picked up a metal item from the ground which exploded within seconds and cut off part of his right hand.
When I was 14 years old, I got into an accident through a landmine or an exploded ordnance or a granite. I found a metallic object on the ground to play with in our area, not knowing that it was an unexploded ordnance. So when I tried to open it, then it exploded and hurt my right hand.
Richard Bolter, program manager for the United Nations Mine Action Service, is urging children not to pick up any unknown object they find on the ground because they could be explosive devices.
There have been 46 people hurt, 45 of them being children, one adult this year. Since records began, more than 5,000 people have been the innocent victims of landmines and other unexploded ordnance in this country.
Like Charles Bolter says, the vast majority of victims of landmines and unexploded ordnance in South Sudan do not know there are unexploded ordnance in their areas.
The last accident to take place in South Sudan was on the 26th of November up in Urol. 15 children were killed, 4 children killed, 11 injured, and 1 adult male also injured. So 16 people from a single device. So far, we've destroyed more than 1 million devices in this country.
Jurkuch Baraj, the chairperson of the South Sudan National Mine Action Authority, says much more demining work needs to be carried out in the country, especially in Central Equatoria State, including the capital, which was a battlefield during the 5.5 years conflict.
There are people who are also playing with what scrap metals. Those who are trading with them, they are also dangerous, those things. Because a person can be sent to collect something which is, it can be dangerous to the life of that person. And simply because he's not aware of that, can go and play with it and then explode and kill a person. So even Juba town is not safe.
Baraj urges residents, especially those residing outside of Juba, to report any unknown object to the Mine Action Authority.
We still have them. Why? Because I was talking of vastness of the land and the rampant plantation of landmines in different areas altogether. There are areas that we have reached, there are areas that have not yet been touched.
In 2004, the South Sudan government estimated that 404 square kilometers of the ground could be contaminated with landmines and other unexploded devices. After demining several areas, authority estimates that 19.3 square kilometers remain to be cleared. But Bolter says absence of peace in the country has slowed down the mining operation, making it difficult for the team to clear the remaining areas. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias in Juba.